Scuba, good morning. Jack's on 2. You're welcome aboard GemCam 1 for airlock ops this morning.
Good morning, Jack. Good talk with you. Yes, we'll be coming on board.
All right, and when you are ready, in step 2.2 of the airlock slide extension, the differential pressure gauge is reading 0, and I'm looking for a go to open the inner hatch.
Affirm the speed number, you are go for the hatch open.
Okay, go for inner hatch.
Huntsville, station on 2 for light ion sector.
Jessica, go ahead on 2.
Morning. I took those photos of the light ion detector as requested, and in doing so, I noticed, I think it's actually been that way for a while, but I noticed that the upper bracket, you know, there's two Bogonon multi-use brackets that are holding it into position, and one of them is actually has become detached. So that would probably give it a little bit more stability. You know, if you do, like what happened yesterday with the polar door, if something hits the cables on the side, obviously the whole thing's going to get bumped. I don't think that the position really moved yesterday. I just think it was more like a temporary little bump. But let me know if you guys would like me to secure that bracket back on. I did take pictures of it, so if you want to see the pictures first, you can wait until those get down.
Jessica, thanks for that context and the report. We'll take a look at the pictures first, and we'll follow up if there's any action needed.
Okay, sounds good. I took one picture specifically pointing to that bracket that was off as well, and those will be on SSC 17.
And we copy SSC 17.
Association on 2 for EOC 2 photos.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
It's Jessica again. I was just looking at my EOC 2 cable photo activity. And I'm not sure what was previously reported for this one, but it's supposed to take pictures of the damaged Ethernet cable. It looks like the outer plastic covering is a little bit damaged, like it's slipping back a little bit, but without like manipulating that and maybe taking it out, I can't really look and see what any damage there is. Do you want me to try to manipulate it a little bit to get underneath there, or could you tell me what was previously reported?
And Jessica, we're fine with you manipulating it, trying to get a better view that works with us.
Okay, is it okay if it gets disconnected momentarily as well then in doing that?
That is fine with us.
All right, thank you.
Scuba, checks on 2 for a save and go and step 1.1 of the SFA checkout cable connection procedure.
Hey, Jack, you go at step 1.1, that save thing is in place.
Happy go in 1.1.
Consultation on 2 for ELC.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
I'll send those pictures down. I didn't really notice any real damage. The little plastic tab, that's happened to a lot of Ethernet cables up here where the plastic tab gets broken off, so that's why they slip out a lot. This one is not broken off. It's present, but it's a little bit wonky, like there isn't as much stiffness as normal. So if you put it in just right, then it does work in its intended configuration where that prevents it from being pulled out. But it sometimes when it's in there, if it's not in there just right, it can still get pulled out more easily. I think right now it's in a good config, and that is the only damage that I have noted.
We copy all. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Cuba, Jack's on 2. SFA cable checkout connection is complete.
Okay, copy it. Thank you. We're going to have a 4-minute analyst upcoming, but once you set the camera in the next task, we're going to check once we get the KU back, and I'll let you know the camera position. Thank you very much. Station Scuba, Station Ground 2 for Jack, at your convenience. Over.
Cuba, Station, Jack's on 2.
Yeah, Jack, we're back on the KU and seeing the view. Looks good. Good config. Thank you very much. Perfect. And we're going to do on a check out. Then just want to ask a preference. You want us to give us a call, give you a call when the check out is over and ready for your next activity.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think I'm all set here, and I'll be ready for you guys when you're ready for me. Just give me a call, and we'll get to it.
We'll go. Thank you very much for the Prefix. Thank you very much. See you soon.
Station Houston on 2 for PWD.
Again, Station Jax with you for PWD. We're putting out last call, and we will give you a call in a minute or two when we're ready.
You read our mind. Let us know when we're go to press with the EDIVF holes. We want you guys to feel what you need.
Okay. Houston Station, we're all set with water. Thanks.
Copy. PWD is a go for shutdown or really dedicated to the EDIVF holes. Thank you.
Copy. We concur. You guys are go to shutdown PWD for the EDIVF holes.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, with you on 2 for the water transfer. We're expecting EDIVA 1492. If empty, 27 minutes for the transfer in step 3.2 and go in step 3.3.
Copy all 3.3 and EDIVA, yes, EDIVA 1492. Thank you. Houston Station on 2, this is Andre, and I'm ready for step 6.
Andre, you are going step 6.
Copy. Houston Station on 2 for the transfer.
Go for transfer.
Houston, just a moment. Houston, transfer host is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve to registration station.
Houston copies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station, Cuba, on Spaceman 2-4, Jack, at your convenience, before we're getting into 12-minute LOS in a 4-minute, Nora.
Cuba, Station, Jack's with you, on 2.
Hey, thank you, Jack. We have completed the ground commanding, and cam movement was really good. And with that, you'll go for SSOD cleanup activity anytime. Step 5 is go.
All right, great news. And go for SSOD cleanup, and go in step 5. Thank you.
Good, copy. No problem.
Station Houston on 2 for PWD.
Houston, station is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, spice on Arrakis or chits from the myrrh, the PWD is good for flow.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Houston, station on 2 for snow track, step 187.07.
Over snow track.
Yeah, looking at this map, it says to grab 2 D5 cameras, which are lab deployed. As far as I'm aware, I mean, ever since I've been here, all of our lab deployed cameras are Z9s, not D5s. I think I might have seen some D5s in like one of the SpaceX return staging bags, but I was wondering if you might have a better location for these items.
We copy the question. It may take us a short bit to get a proper answer, as in Orbit 2 team showing up, but we'll dig for you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris for Snowtrack.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, we found a potential location for D5 cameras when you're ready to copy.
I actually have them in my hand right now. I just found them. They were in 4.05126. I thought I might have seen some D5s in there earlier, and these turned out to be the 2.
We copy, Chris. Good tally-ho.
Yep. No worries. Thanks for looking. Sorry I couldn't find them a little quicker and call you off it.
No worries. We would have actually had you diving down into PMM to look for another CTB. So very happy you found them.
I'm really happy I found them too. Thanks for that. Houston station on to Stowtrack 187.09er.
Chris, go ahead for .09.
I am just wanted to double check. So this there is an XF705 in Columbus Forward 1, which is currently the in-use XF705 for ham video. I just wanted to check, is the idea that we're sending that camera away? So I should like unplug it from the ham video connections and that sort of thing. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, and Chris, that is the right question to ask. It's going to take us just a minute to get the answers, so if you want to jump to .10, we'll circle back with you on 09.
Yep, works for me. Thank you.
And Station Houston on 2 for Chris. When you have a moment, if you can give us the serial number off the in-use camera in Columbus, that would be helpful.
Houston, Chris on 2. Yeah, it is that camera 1006, serial number 1006, that is the in-use ham video XF705.
Copy, Chris. That helps us. We'll keep looking to make sure that we really, really want to return that one versus something else.
Yeah, copy all. And then I'm assuming, I mean, you know, it's got a battery on it. It's currently plugged into the ham video converter with an HDMI cable. So I would, you know, if that is indeed what we want to bring back, just wanted to make sure also there's not anything we need to do with the ham video setup to take it apart. And presumably we'll save the battery from it and anything like that.
Yep, makes sense. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
You were clearly telling a fisherman story there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that camcorder was the second to last item that was going to go into that bag, and then you were going to zip the bag up and tuck it into Dragon. We want to talk to the Photo TV folks here in Houston, and they're not yet in. So we think that that bag isn't going to have a good answer until Jessica's time in a couple hours. If you can get it in a config where she can pick up from it once we get a good answer to her.
That's perfect, and that's what I figured. I currently have the bag temp stowed on the starboard MWA that is all ready to go except for that XF705. It's already pretty full. I think we could probably get the XF705 in, but it'll be snugly full for sure with an extra camera in. But I will pass it off to her and give her the handover on where we're at with it, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Scuba Station Jax with you on 2 for part 3 of satellite install.
Fisherman Jax, yeah, we are on board now, and we are ready for you to start any time. And yes, so far so good, the view is, but later we might ask you to pan to the right so that we can see the putting the JSON deployer on to the embed.
Okay. Do you guys want to start here and then move the camera later, or do you want a different view starting now?
Exactly. Negative. We are happy with that view now because we can we are able to see the cable connections. Thank you very much for the offer. And Jack, we are not able to see it. If you could give us a view one more time. Okay, that's a good number, less than one. We are happy with that. Thank you. Okay, we got it. Okay, Jack, yes, expect that. Thank you very much. Thank you. And Jack, to come on to you at your convenience, if you could route the camera to the right, that'd be great. No rush.
Do you think you want the camera to kind of stay where it is and just pan right, or do you want me to move further starboard down the module and give you kind of an overview and be able to see the front loading area as well?
And Jack, just pan the camera to the right. That'd be great. Looks good. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2. I've got AGA 1007.
Copy, 1007.
Houston, Chris on 2. Battery serial number 1087, fully charged, 4 green LEDs.
Copy, Chris.
Station Scuba on Spacecon 2 for Jack, whatever.
I'm with you at 2, sir.
Jack, apologies. We thought twice for the video view. If you could change camera view, like Theo 29 view, that would be the perfect.
You said you have bird's eye view from the top down, or you want from the module starboard side, or what are you looking for again?
If you think take a look at the audio figure 29, but the view from the starboard side, we see the entire launcher. That'll be great.
Houston, Chris on 2, battery 1056, fully charged. So both batteries have full nominal charge. Can report that battery access door 2 is very sticky and difficult to open.
Copy, Chris. Thanks for that report, and you're good to move on to the next activity.
Copy. Moving on to the next activity.
And Jack, thanks. Looks good.
Houston, Chris on 2 for AGA.
Houston's here.
Yeah, this AGA looks good. The procedure says to call you guys if the values are not updating. It's kind of hard to tell because, you know, the CO2 and the O2, none of the constituent values I guess I would expect to change, but they have not changed since I've turned it on. But they're all reading very reasonable, and the temperature value is updating and changing. So, yeah, I don't know if you want me to, like, keep it on until I see something, like, change in the 10th place or if you're comfortable that it's good.
Chris, we're good with the report of the temperature changing, so we're good for you to close out of the activity.
Copy all. Sounds good to me. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2. AGA SN1007 is now powered down.
We copy.
Station 2 for Jack. Just for your info, the deployer and the form will be trashed in a different place. So, yeah, just a reminder for you. Copy that, you're nodding.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for FSEP. Wondering if I can get started a little early.
Chris, we are with you on 2. We are A-okay with you starting early, as long as you coordinate those historical photos with Jessica and give us just a second to get our video routed.
Copy that. Yep, LabCam 2 is ready, and Jessica is ready to document the historic moment.
Copy all, and glad to hear it. Here you go to get started.
Station 2 Balance Space Ground 2 for Jack. Seems like the MRI orientation is opposite. The Boko side suit comes to the starboard side. The zigzag edge suit comes to the port side. Yeah, seems like so. Got it. Yeah, sorry about that. Due to the video, it's showing the opposite way.
Still, Chris on 2. Just wanted to double-check. Go to do the ADSEP hard drive replacement.
AFRM, your go. We have a great field of view.
Cuba Station Jackson 2. Just want to make sure I have the correct resupply MLI cover. There's a couple MLIs in my 4.0 CTP here. Yeah, this is the biggest one. You guys think it's the biggest one or one of the smaller ones that's still in there? I'm having trouble finding a serial number.
Hey, Jack, checking?
I found the barcode and the serial number now here on the inside. So this is indeed the resupply MLI cover.
Thanks, Jack, for self-answering it. Yes, that's bingo.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jessica at your convenience.
Head on 2. You reading lips?
Haven't perfected that yet. Good morning, Jessica. I have a follow-up answer to Chris's question from this morning about stow track item 18709.
Perfect timing. I literally just said to Chris, hey, so do you think they're going to call up with an answer for that, or should I call down and check? And then you call.
Maybe I'm getting it better at mind reading. Okay, so the camcorder serial number 1006 is returning on SpaceX 34. What we'd like you to do is to disconnect it from the cables. Cables can stay in place and remove the batteries from it. You can deploy the batteries in the lab per your preference. And we were tracking that Chris left the 2.0 CTV this camcorder goes into temp stowed at the MWA. Hey, copy all that. All makes some stuff. Thanks for the answer.
You're welcome.
Station Skidon Spaceground 2 for Jack for MLI.
I think I'm in Coolos, but I'm not sure I'm quite there. What advice do you have?
Jack, take a look at the figure 40. The flaps coming out to the deployer needs to be directed to the inside the volume, back inside the figure 40.
Okay, so these two flaps you think are getting cut to the inside, is that that right?
Affirm. And Jack, on to, we have one more item after the handover. We'll back.
Tim, station Sophie M2, first lender back.
Good morning, Sophie.
Hey, good morning. So that's cylinder back complete. Everything was nominal, and it was great to have the support of the team. So now it's very clear all is nominal up here, and the doubt that I had is not a doubt anymore. Everything is nominal.
Excellent to hear.
And Jack, to come on to you, all looks good. Never mind about the another question.
Right, I'm ready for your next question.
Jack, sorry about that. Never mind about the next question. We see the MRIs are all good.
Okay, perfect. So I think we're in step 10.9 now, if you guys are ready for a video tour.
We concur, we are ready. And Jack, let's get on to you. Perfect. Flawless. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Great.
And station to come on space ground 2 for Jack. One favor. When you take a photo document, please turn off the flash. Catch us up.
And station to PM2 for ARED PTV. Field of view.
Good view, Sophie.
Great news. And do you know if I am go to start a little bit earlier, I would be ready in 3 minutes.
Okay, we are currently privatizing space to ground 4. We'll need a few minutes.
Okay, take your time. No worries, no rush.
Houston, Chris on 2 for EVA Snowich.
With you.
Just a heads up, I think some of the ECOCs were not in the locations that were indicated in the stow note. I think there was a crew note when we did the airlock unstow that had the locations things got moved to. Just wanted to just follow up on that. I found everything, but some things that got moved to Cygnus that I think maybe weren't captured. So it might be worth checking just to make sure we don't displace anything.
Okay, we copy, Chris, and we'll take an action to take a look at that.
Scuba station, Jack's on 2. Just want to check if there's anything else before I get into slide table retraction.
And Jack, thanks. Negative, we have nothing. And you are good to go. Slide table retraction anytime.
All right. I'll get into slide table retraction. Thanks.
Thank you.
And station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Sophie. Space Ground 4 is private, and we're ready.
Houston, station Sophie copies. Thank you very much.
Cuba station, Jackson 2. The airlock flight table has been retracted, and the inner hatch door is closed.
And Jack, thanks. Cuba copies. Way to go. Thank you very much.
Great, great working for you today. I'm going to get into the stow note to put stuff away and move the door things around.
Thank you for taking care of those storage. Appreciate it. We love your smile.
Scuba station, Jackson 2, just a question for you. Do you know when the satellites are going to get launched?
It'll be tomorrow, Friday. Not tomorrow. It's next week, Friday.
All right, awesome. We're all looking forward to it.
Thank you. We are too.
Houston, Chris on two. I'm looking at boots 267, and they have like a piece of Velcro covering the Velcro that's on the top of the boot. And is that something that we need to keep? Is that trash? What should I do with that?
Copy, Chris. We will check into that. And Airlock Houston for Chris. We weren't tracking any Velcro on top of the boot. When it's convenient for you, if you can show it in the camera, we'd appreciate it. All right, yep, and we see it in the airlock camera view.
Yeah, it just looks like a piece of Velcro that was put on top of the Velcro to protect it, maybe. It has an orange marking on it. I was assuming this was trash, but I hadn't seen it on any of the other boots and figured that, I don't know if these like came up new or something.
Your assumption is correct, yes, that can be trashed.
Houston, airlock on two for BSIs.
With you.
Yeah, these are super tight. I think these are going to be practically impossible to get in without, like, putting my foot in there and stomping on it. I'm wondering if, like, I could get out, be one of my box from a ECOC or something and try to do that. But, I mean, yeah, these are extremely difficult to put in. I think I remember this from last time, just how just really, really difficult these are to get into the boots.
Copy, Chris. We are discussing. And Airlock Houston on two for Chris's follow-up answer. You can try a different set of BSIs from your ECOC if you think a different set would be better. Otherwise, we agree with your idea of getting some socks and using the foot stomping method.
Okay, yeah, copy all. No, I think this is just a fundamental, you know, like design issue with how the BSIs are sized and the boots are sized, and just the fit. Because I remember this happening last time as well. If you guys think it would be worth trying a different set of BSIs, I can, but I'm not entirely sure it'll make much of a difference. I think it's a design issue.
Chris, I think we should go with trying your socks and foot stomping methods rather than trying another set of BSIs.
Chris, I'm too sorry. I think I missed your last call.
Yeah, Chris, given the fact that you don't think that difference of BSIs would be effective, we agree with you just proceeding to getting some socks and trying the stomping method.
Okay, yeah, copy. I might try that. Yeah, I think, I was just chatting. I thought we had decided not to take my BSIs out just because we didn't need to, but I guess we ended up taking them out at some point.
Okay, copy, Chris. We will check that.
Houston, airlock on two.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, as you can see, this is not going super well. These are just really, really, really difficult to get in, taking a huge amount of time and effort. I'm pretty exhausted, so I'm going to try to move on to the other parts of the EMU config and come back to this. But, yeah, highly suggest. I think I set up Sophie for not great success by taking hers out. You know, we'd asked to leave these in, and I do think there's a pretty big cost to taking them in and out. I don't think we'll be able to get them fully in and fully well seated until we pressurize with them in the EMU.
Copy, Chris. Thanks for that report. Yeah, and we've been talking about why they've been removed. So at the end of an EVA series, we've had a practice of removing BSIs from boots as part of our standard ops since their BSIs are crew unique. But I think we need to do a better job of tracking boot and BSI pairing so we don't have somebody remove BSIs and then have to put them back again in later.
I think we kind of knew that we wouldn't run into any conflicts, and so I think our hope was that we wouldn't remove them, but I think we ended up doing that.
Understand, and we're going to track that to see if we can prevent it from happening again.
Copy, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Houston, station on two for storage.
Houston's here.
Amy, I'm guessing you probably won't have an answer to this one, but I'm in step 189.08, and I have LSG sleeve 17149 to pack. That was one that like had a major blowout when I was in LSG together.
Thanks for the question, Jessica. We are discussing. We'll get back to you when we have an answer.
All right, copy. Thanks. Houston, station 2 for node 3 camera settings.
with you, Sophie.
I saw that Andre has an AirPTV extra later tonight, so I was going to just turn off the camera until he comes, but leave the camera pointed at this in the same direction, if that's okay for you.
Good with that plan, Sophie.
Thanks.
And ALIQ Sinon 2 for Chris. We've been discussing possible helpful methods for how to get the BSIs in, and one suggestion we have is called the taco method. You might try folding the BSI in half like a taco before inserting, but we know that you're trying a lot of different things, so just offering a suggestion.
Yeah, no, super appreciate it. These BSIs do not fold like that, unfortunately. They're just very stiff. Yeah, I think the issue is that they're pretty stiff and bulky compared to the opening in the Class 1 boots. I think it's a pretty big difference between the Class 1 hardware and the stuff that folks might be familiar with from, like, the ground and the NBL. So I think, it's just how they make these things.
Copy, Chris. We'll keep thinking if we've got any other suggestions, and thanks for working on that.
Houston, airlock on 2 for step 4, decimal 2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, helmet is free of Valsalva's, Fresnel lenses, et cetera. It does look like there's some residue, though, in sort of like the front area of the helmet, maybe from prior lenses. So I do think it could stand to have a cleaning activity scheduled. And this is for helmet 1101.
Copy, Chris. We will track and get scheduled.
Thank you, Henry.
Station 2 for storage.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Hey, Amy, I'm about to zip up this bag and put it in Dragon. Just wondering if you guys think you might have an answer about that sleeve, or if I could just pack the one that's specified and just leave the other one for later.
Great timing. So, yeah, that LSG sleeve 16-155 is not coming home on SpaceX 34. It's going to come home on SpaceX 35, so no need to pack.
All right, I will leave where it is, so thank you.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris. We wanted to offer you the option of deferring the BSI installation and scheduling more time later. This would give us a more time on the ground to come up with potential new methods on how to install. And we'll also be emailing you a bit more history on how we got here. So let us know if you want to take that option.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think I may have. So my recollection is that this was a similar experience last time when we were getting ready the first time. And once we pressurize the suit, it'll sort of make that little bit of space for it to move the last, like, kind of 3/4 of an inch that it needs to move forward to fully be seated in. I think I will continue on with the rest of the suit config. It's basically there. It's happy to take any words you might have or any background. On how we got here, but I think we'll eventually get to the right place. But it may just require waiting until we've pressurized in the suit.
Copy, Chris. So I'm thinking that you probably are at the point where you want to leave the BSI's part installed in the boot, but putting them back in the ECOC is also an option.
Yeah, I think leaving them partly installed and just continuing to try to get them, an eighth or 16th of an inch at a time further in. It's just pain.
Okay, Chris, we think that, yeah, probably during OFC, when the suit is pressurized, you'll get better seating.
Copy, concur.
Then Chris on 2 for Star Trek, step 196.
With you.
This Stow Track step is having me take some mesh ECOC bags and sewing them into a 2.0. The steps here say that I should take this big mesh bag and put it into a Ziploc. I believe we ran into this problem or issue last time. You need a pretty big Ziploc to put a mesh bag with all these EVA items into it. And we don't have that many large Ziploc bags on the station. Is it necessary to put the ECOC mesh bag into a Ziploc?
That's a good question, Chris. We are discussing. We'll let you know.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston Station 2 for good news.
Okay, good. Looking forward to hearing your good news, and I also have an answer for you. Go ahead.
So I have the items from the rows 193.05 and 06 from PMM Deck 4. Woo! That was an adventure.
It's always an adventure in PMM. Speaking of PMM adventures, so my answer for you for step 193.01 and the 2.0 CTB and STOTRAC you were being asked to use not being third generation, that's a good catch. You are right that the 2.0 CTB should be third generation. So unfortunately, we're going to have you go back into the PMM to get a third generation 2.0 CTB from the PMM port 1 empty CTB pantry. Let us know what serial number of CTB you gather, and you'll label the CTB with the label that's in that step, which is SpaceX 34R021.
Okay, I'll go back to PMM, but that should be an easy one because it's in day one, and I'll let you know the serial number.
Thanks, Sophie, a mini-adventure. Station Houston on 2 for Chris with a stowage answer at your convenience.
Houston Station on 2 for exercise A-RED PTV.
Good afternoon, Andre. The A-RED view is good.
Is it good? Okay, okay.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and stowage config.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage. Just wanted to check if you had any words on that last item, those Zimmer books for step 196.
Thanks for asking, Chris. So we are confident those are outdated EMER books. What we're trying to run down is if why we're returning them on SpaceX 34 rather than trashing them instead. So we're still waiting to confirm that answer.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. I know at one point, like, I think these have been up here as long as I've been up here, and I remember when we were doing a PMA resto, I think I asked the same question, and I think the answer was there was a reason to keep them, but, yeah, I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, I think it validates us why we're running down the answer, so that's helpful to know. If you can keep that half CTB temp stowed somewhere convenient, we'll try to get you the answer when we have it.
Copy, yeah, I've got that half CTB temp stowed and also the space that the 2.0 that those would go into temp stowed until we get a resolution.
We copy. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, the station, Sophie on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
For row 197.12, I could not find the items. There were three CTBs in the location PMM 1 deck 2, Bravo 2, Charlie 2. It was Sophie bag 1, bag 2, bag 3. And I searched all of them, all of the location, and I could not find the Sophie flat sample mount.
Okay, copy, Sophie. We will look into that. And if you have it easy at hand, what was the serial number of the 2.0 third generation CTB you ended up gathering from PMM Pantry?
I did put this into the crew notes. So let me try it again. I'll go back to the steps.
No worries, Sophie. Through the magic of the internet, we just got the crew note, so we're good.
Great news. Send station Sophie and 2 for good news.
Ready to hear it.
Actually, those sample mounts, they were in the bag, which was labeled Sophie Kit, which I'm showing to the camera right now. And that's interesting because this bag, I was going to report to you, like, mainly empty Ziploc bags inside and one roll of Captain tape. So there are just a few caps, but I suspect it's not very interesting to bring back empty Ziploc bags.
Copy. We are following along in video. It's many Ziploc bags.
So basically, there are only three items that are not empty Ziploc bags or a piece of Captain tape inside this. It's a very tiny piece. I don't know how to describe, but a very tiny cylinder metal inside this big Ziploc bag. One cap and some other extra caps. With inside, there is also the Sophie duct flow sensor cover. serial number 1001. And the caps are random plastic caps, which do not really look sophisticated.
Okay, Sophie, we're going to need to verify with our Huntsville counterparts on what to do with all the items in the big Ziploc bag.
Okay, so I will just put everything inside the 2.0 CTB that I gathered, and we'll be waiting for the answer on that.
We copy.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jessica. We are ready for your next LSG activity.
So station on 2.
Hey, Jessica, sorry we ran into a small handover there, but we do copy the feedback about the JLP accessing the same locations multiple times. We will do our best to incorporate that and try and optimize our stowage gathering in the future.
Awesome, thank you. So would the previous year ready for that leak check activity?
Hey, firm, we are ready.
All right, I'll get into it now.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and stowage answer at your convenience.
Chris is with you on 2.
All right, Chris, I got an answer on those emergency books. So we have confirmed that half CTB labeled ODF for return are indeed the correct books coming home. And the reason why they're coming home on SpaceX 34 is that there's historical interest in preserving these books that were assembled and used during CFT. So that's why we're not trashing them. But we're interested, if you took the books out of the half CTB, how many do you think you could fit into the 2.0 CTB?
I think I could fit them all. Yeah, I think I had misestimated when I thought I was putting another ECOC bag in there, and it turns out I wasn't. That was my mistake. So I think I can fit them all, no problem.
All right. Well, if you're willing to work on that before DPC, we'll definitely take you up on it.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'll finish that bag off, and we will preserve the historical interest for sure.
Awesome.
So, station on 2, I've checked them all, and I don't see any leaks.
Copy, no leaks, so we love to hear. You're good to step into the next activity.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Timmy.
Phil, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, just giving you a quick update. Based on the timing constraints for our Odyssey samples, they have to stay out into the cabin for between 10 to 20 minutes before we get them ready for your next ops. So you can go per timeline, but can't go any earlier than 18:58 for that next yellow activity.
Okay, do you guys have a preference, 10 or 20 minutes? I could, I guess it 15 minutes would put me right before DPC, and then you could do a half hour after DPC, or I could do it during DPC if the timing is critical. What's your preference?
15 minutes would be the sweet spot. Essentially, it is no less than 10 and no more than 20. So if you can time it about 15, that would be ideal.
Perfect. I got a timer going, and I will do the next step at 15 minutes. Thanks.
We appreciate it, Jack. Thank you.
Okay, Sean, too.
Jessica, we're ready for you. What you got?
It's a discrepancy from the stow note from earlier in the GBF LSG setup activity. It told me to get the Ziploc bag cover plugs in 4071 and 5183. It was not in there. I took out something that I thought was it, but now that I know what the cover plugs are, it wasn't. This is a bag. There was a Ziploc bag that had the life science, one of those filter caps, basically. So I guess I'll put that back in 5183. The cover plugs bag was actually in 1.05085, so I just found it now when I was getting the other stuff.
Okay. We copy all, Jessica. Here you go.
So I guess my question being, when I restow those, which bag would you like it in? You can disregard that, I guess, because I see that it's going somewhere else anyway, neither of those, so I'll just put them for assistance.
We like that config, Jessica.
Station 2 PM 2 for storage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
For the line 197.02, in the same CTB, there is also Zenith ECOC, and not only Sync's ECOC, Mike's ECOC. Just wanted to double check with you that
in this specific line, we are stowing only Mike, Hanks, Ecock.
Copy. Checking, Sophie. And while we're checking, I have an answer for you on the Sophie kit Ziploc in haiku form, if you'd like.
I am ready to come in.
Ziploc full of stuff. Sophie found the Sophie kit. Keep in 2.0. So to be clear, no further action for you on the Sophie kit Ziploc. You can keep it where you put it.
Okay, so I leave the Sophie kit full of Ziploc bags to be sent back, correct?
Correct.
Copy all. Sophie's filing.
We copy.
And just in terms of if you just want to go back for the remaining ECOX, it was not Zena's, the other one, it was Yui's ECOX.
Okay, we copy. We'll get you an answer when we have one.
Oxel Station, Jackson 2, you're welcome aboard Lab Cam 2. When you're ready.
We are aboard with a good field of view. And we're taking a look, Jack. Thank you. Looks great, Jack. You can go ahead and activate it and press the procedure.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and stowage answer.
Jack, real quick on clear. Looks great. We'll try the next one.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay, Sophie, for line 197.02, you are just packing Fink's ECOC. Yui's ECOC is going to get packed in a different CTB in a later step. 198.03.
Copy. Only Mike's ECOC in this step 197.02.
Thanks.
Jack, both gaps look fantastic. They're go to go in the table. Copy. Okay.
Sail station, Jack's on 2. I left the hand crank in its Ziploc bag, Velcro, to the front of stable. I see the procedure now, so let's put it in stable. Do you have a strong preference on where it ends up temp stowed?
We are fine with it on the front of stable.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
And Jack, I'm still with you. I spoke just a bit too soon. If you can put the hand crank in stable, that'd be the best config for us.
Okay. In the Ziploc, or do you guys just want to float around in there?
In the Ziploc, if you can.